This is Free Talk Live, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the number you need to get on the air and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, coming up still tonight here, Manwich, we've got an update on the Puerto Rican situation. Looks like they are still without a lot of their government. It shut down last week, and we reported on that, and I thought, in a lot of these cases, they come back online within a day or two. In this case, they're still down. We'll find out if the world is crumbling in Puerto Rico.
Sounds like good news.
It does. And again, your calls about whatever you want. You know, I just spent the entire news break researching Inspector Gadget because somebody emailed in, Jipperly emailed in, actually, about it. And I learned a few things. First, I learned that what I'd heard, not backed up by anything. I'd heard that Dr. Claw was the police chief.
When you said
according
it,
to Wikipedia, it's not there. There's just nothing to back that up.
When you said it, I remembered a cell. Well, that's what they call a bit of a cartoon. You know, just the one frame. A cell of the inspector having Dr. Claw's arms. I remembered
really?
That sort of. Now, it could just be suggestion, though.
Who knows? Maybe that was a dreamscape from one of the episodes. But
could be.
According to Wikipedia, the final episode doesn't have anything like that in it.
I see.
So, unless you can prove me wrong on that one, 800-259-9231, and just for informational sake, it ran from 83 to 86. So you would have been 13, 16, something like that.
Well, I was 12 to 15.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So enough about Inspector Gadget.
Since I had a job at that time, meant that it was probably a morning cartoon. Because it was either watch cartoons in the morning or the news, and who would want to do that?
Got it. All right, so there you go. If you want to talk cartoons, we can talk cartoons. 800-259-9231, whatever's on your mind. Let's talk, though, about victimless crimes. Actually, one of our listeners gets published over on lewrockwell.com quite frequently. It's Manuel. And here's his latest. Possession and sale of controlled substances, having no identification or refusing to show identification, importing and exporting without paying taxes, buying and carrying guns without a license, selling services and goods without permits. What do all these things have in common? Well, they're victimless crimes. There's no crime if you don't hurt anyone, nor is there a crime if you hurt yourself on purpose or by accident. Yet the government has decided that all of the above...
Is there a crime? Is it a crime if you hurt someone else who asked you to?
No, it should not be. That's consensual. Agree. That's called a consensual crime.
I see.
Yet the government has decided that the above should be criminal offenses. Shouldn't the law punish only those who have hurt others? Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not the way things work today. Instead of the law being used to redress grievances against victims, the law has become an end in itself. To follow the law no longer means to naturally respect the life and property of others. Contemporary legislative law has degenerated to mean obedience and allegiance to the state.
It does mean, you know, it is that, because in most states, I know it is here in Florida, if, for instance, you commit a crime against someone, and then that person decides for whatever reason to drop the charges, well, the state picks them up.
Yep.
So what he's saying is absolutely true.
Exactly. And they pick them up because they want to put you in jail.
Mm.
Because when they get more people in jail, it means they get bigger budgets. That's what it's all about. Otherwise, they'd forget about it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't have that sick, perverse incentive to put people in prison, then they would just kind of let it drop.
I can kind of see the point that if, for instance, I did something violent to you, and then I got one of, and I was put in jail for it, and I was facing charges, and then I got one of my friends who, you know, cared enough to go and threaten you with death if you testified against me, perhaps you might drop the charges.
Yeah, I see.
I can see that that some entity or another probably should charge from that standpoint, but I don't know.
Anyway, he goes on. Let's see. Contemporary legislative law has degenerated to mean obedience and allegiance to the state and takes on the following form. Quote, failure to do X shall be considered a criminal act, where X is any activity that has absolutely no victim. If anything, it hurts the pride of the bureaucrats and the politicians whose welfare is directly related to the amount of wealth that they can plunder from everyone else.
It's true.
Let's not forget that the establishment of state law itself is a scam, as no one has the authority to rule over others, unless, of course, some people are indeed superior to others, which I think we're all created equal.
Well, I think we need rulers to some extent or another.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that there needs to be a government, and that is
rulers.
Those are the rulers.
But the idea behind our government is that it's chosen on a voluntary basis, allegedly. The idea is each of us have consented to it, when in fact no one has done anything like that.
Well, if a person commits a crime,
when you say, I'm sorry,
there needs to be somebody who comes along and takes care of that person, you know, whether they put them in jail or whatever they do with them. If somebody can take away your liberty, they are your ruler.
Hmm. I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily know if I agree that we should have rulers. I
know
that we should have some sort of interlocking form of agreements and insurance and different, some sort of marketplace protection. But that's not the point of this of this article. So he says, let's not forget the establishment of state law itself is a scam, and no one has the authority to rule over others. Spooner, Lysander Spooner, elaborates on this. Quote, no human being nor any number of human beings have any right to make laws and compel other human beings to obey them. To say that they have is to say they are the masters and the owners of those whom they require such obedience. So by suggesting that you want rulers, man, which means that you should go ahead and consent to the rulers that you want. You should be able to pick your rulers. I mean, if you want to have rulers, have all the rulers you want. If you need that sort of guidance in your life, if you feel that's the sort of protection that you need, by all means, I think you should have it. The state is nothing but a collective mental construction, according to Manuel, which legitimizes criminality. And to use Mark Stevens' definition, government is just a group of men and women offering their so-called services at gunpoint. Can this really be as good as it gets, people forcing their services onto us? Of course not. A peaceful society is one that does not destroy life and property. A peaceful society lacks institutionalized coercion and favors voluntary agreements over violence. So I think if you've agreed on a voluntary basis to have certain punishments for certain actions, then by all means you should have the violence enacted on you that you've consented to. So-called victimless crimes prey upon the average person, the entrepreneur, the dissident, and the patriot. Absolutely no one is hurt by those activities. On the contrary, most of the time they serve a useful purpose. Against the government's predatory taxation and licensing, those who heroically engage in the underground economy offer goods and services for which there is a demand. If people are paying for it, it means that for them, the legal alternative is overpriced, overregulated, and undesirable. So it's more desirable for them to go through the black market channels to risk whatever it is they're risking by doing that than going through whatever legitimate alternatives that there are. That's how far some people are willing to go to get their hands on a particular product or service. Sometimes there isn't a legal alternative at all. But it's not true that underground and illegal, or is it not true that underground and illegal goods are often associated with crime? Sometimes, yes. The two are related.
Generally.
This is the case, however, only because those activities have been deemed illegal.
I would agree with that entirely, that they wouldn't, if they weren't crimes, then they wouldn't be messed up with criminals.
When was the last time that beer companies engaged in turf wars? Have you ever seen beer pushers around school grounds? Government criminalization of free market activities inexorably leads to social irresponsibility, the nanny state, which we have way too much of, and a decay of freedom. In the context of a peaceful market exchange, both parties benefit. Otherwise, they wouldn't trade. Absent force or fraud, there cannot ever be an exchange that's not mutually beneficial. Thus, any victimless crime is not a crime at all, but a crime by decree. The opinion of a judge or a legislator, just two guys, that's all those people are, they're just other people, then becomes law. And that is no law at all, but rather written words backed by coercion or the threat of violence. To ignore them implies fines, jail time, and with sufficient determination, death. That is, if you don't want the fines and don't want the jail time.
Resist and are willing to fight against them.
Manuel gives some good advice here. Resist the advance of the tyrannical state, refuse to accept its authority, dissent fully, and disobey when prudent. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts, you bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, and you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You want the latest shows, we've got the latest ones. We've also got them all the way as far as a year back. We give them away. There's no membership fee. There's no jumping through hoops to get your hands on the free archives. They're right there on the front page of the website. You can click to download, or you can subscribe to the podcast. We make it easy. FreeTalkLive.com. So, we go to the phones. It is a show about your calls. You bring up whatever you want to Alex in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great, Alex. What's up?
I'm calling regarding a suspended license kind of question.
Sure.
I was driving on my license when it was suspended. I didn't think I'd get pulled over because I put the plates in my girlfriend's name.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got pulled over for tail light being out, and they took me to jail overnight.
Ooh. Ooh. Was it your first offense?
This is the second.
Okay.
I was like 1 month away from getting it back, too.
Mm.
But my question would be, I never got a ticket for the taillight or the cracked windshield. Can I say, you know, they didn't have probable cause?
You know, they caught you driving on a suspended license, and they will say they decided not to cite you on those things. I wouldn't think that that would be a very good defense. I would call one of those lawyers that deals in handling tickets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we certainly can't dispense legal advice on the show. There's no doubt about that. And, it doesn't cost you anything to consult with a lawyer generally and, you know, just get their thoughts. Typically, if there's some way the lawyer can make money off of you, he'll tell you yes, that he can help you.
Yeah.
And if he can't, then he will definitely tell you that, you know, no go. You're not going to have a shot at winning on this one. I don't know if I feel too positively about it. It sounds like you're pretty much screwed. What have they done to you as a result?
I spent 24 hours in jail, and then they said that they would send a notification in the mail letting me know when I would be going into court.
So this was recent, then. When did this go down?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yikes.
Actually, day before Easter.
Oh, man. What was it? I mean, was it your first time being in jail, your first offense? Did they just sort of let you off with a warning and a ticket?
It was my first time being in jail. They took my fingerprints, and they took, like, a whole bunch of pictures of my tattoo.
Ah, that's interesting.
Keeping it on file. They like tattoos.
Right. Very identifiable. Did you have any memorable experiences from in there?
I remember seeing, their trustees washing their police cars out there.
Their trustees?
The trustees in Monroe County,
yeah,
Michigan.
They're convicts that...
And they had them washing, like, their police car.
Oh. Why do they call them trustees?
Because
they trust them to wash the cars?
Better than average convicts.
I don't know, but, you know, they got license plates just like us, and they can be ran, too.
Yeah.
These police.
Hmm.
I think that this government, that the government has too much power, and that they're trying to train our youth into believing that we're under some kind of control.
Well, we are certainly under control, and they certainly do have a lot of power,
and they're training the youth that way too.
And
so,
they wouldn't let Mexico legalize the drugs because, you know what, the government's making too much money.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. Thanks for the call, man. Good luck, and let us know what happens. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the people that are for keeping drugs illegal are either the drug dealers, because they'd be out of
money,
serious profits, the corrupt police, because they're making money off of it, and the politicians who are making political capital off of it by essentially being able to be tough on crime and get more votes from that. Let's go to the phone. So we'll continue taking calls about whatever you want. Jason in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey there.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
I just wanted to comment about victimless crimes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a person named Howard Freeman.
And, I have not.
And
I like
his,
the last name, though.
Yeah, and his he found, I don't know if you've heard of the Universal Commercial Code.
We've heard of it.
Okay, the Uniform Commercial Code?
Right, people call in and reference it all. I mean, they've called in and referenced it before, but I don't think most people know what it is.
Okay, from my understanding, from everything I've researched, the Uniform Commercial Code, or UCC, basically turned the courts from a common law court into a court of stature, or statute.
Statute?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
uh-huh.
We've heard this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so Howard Freeman found a clause, which was originally Section 1, Part 207, that talked about how you could claim your rights, your previous rights, meaning your common law rights, by claiming that you are demanding your rights. But the problem was, in the statute, it says that you have to do it before any contract was made. Because the UCC code...
I'm sorry, I was going to ask a question in relation to that. Are you suggesting... Is this the suggestion that when you're, for instance... given a ticket by the police that you write, all rights reserved, UCC Section 207 or something like that?
Yeah, similar. That's basically the premise behind it. The code basically says that by you simply acquiring the benefit of a contract, meaning if you drive on the roads, you're using the benefit of a contract, even though you haven't seen it, signed it, or done anything with that contract, it's unannounced to you.
Uh-huh. Sure, understood.
The UCC code says that you are bound by that contract unless beforehand, previous to knowledge of this contract or previous to knowledge of the consequences behind the contract, you state your freedom from the UCC code in this clause.
Okay. We've heard things like this before. Have you actually tried it?
Actually, no. I'm in the process right now of getting my license. You know, you can go in and get a duplicate license made.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go in, get that done, put without prejudice, UCC 1-308 because the code changed to section 1308 now. And I'm going to push it.
You're going to push what?
I'm going to drive around with my seatbelt hanging out of my door, and, speed by cops, and let them pull me over and say,
seriously?
And go to court and claim, hey, I basically said that, because in law, you have to have a remedy and a recourse in every law.
Right.
And UCC would not be legal under the Constitution if there wasn't a remedy. The remedy is you have to declare your rights under the UCC law.
So are you telling me that if you have this license, or what are you going to do, write on it with a Sharpie or something?
I don't know about all states, but in Minnesota, when you sign, your signature is actually put right on your license plate, on your license.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're just going to add it to your signature?
Yep, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. Whenever you sign a contract, you're supposed to claim that your rights are reserved.
So does this give you the right to essentially speed as fast as you want to speed? Do you think that do you think a judge is going to look at this and throw your case out, or is he going to look at it, laugh at it, and lock you in the clink?
He may, but then that's when the judge is not abiding by the UCC code. The UCC codes say that if you are prosecuting this person under the UCC, then you have to abide by the code. And
I understand all that. I understand. And there's plenty of codes that the judges don't abide by. They don't abide by their own laws, and nobody calls them on it. And if you do try to call them on it, I mean, what do you think is going to happen about it? Can you sue a judge over not going through with using the UCC? I mean, this all sounds really questionable, and I really wish you the best of luck.
Well, yeah, and we want to hear what happens.
Yeah, and I will. But I just thought that maybe if there's anybody out there that is, I'm not a lawyer, of course, but that is in the legal profession and has either seen this working, and I know there's cases that you can cite that says, you know, the courts have upheld the UCC rights. Hmm. So,
well, unfortunately, and thanks for the call, Jason. We really appreciate hearing from you. Do keep us updated on this. If anything happens, we really want to hear about it.
All right, I will.
800-259-9231, because we've heard these claims before. And they always seem to be coming off of some website somewhere. And
seems frightening to me.
Somebody's making a claim off in the internet, and there's never really, I've never seen anything concrete about it doing anything for anyone. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find over 600 unique pages created by the listeners. All the information there, you made it. We didn't do it. We just turned the wiki on. You guys went in and created. It's neat stuff. Wiki.freetalklive.com. You make an account for yourself, and you can go and edit virtually anything that's on there. You can add to the wiki. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Jason in Minnesota a moment ago. And he was telling us about the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. Now, this is a real thing. I saw it. I was applying for a bank account recently. And it says, subject to the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. I mean, it's that much is true. This is for real. And people... businesses apparently operate by it in some cases. I don't know much else about it beyond that. I do know that people have made these claims, like Jason was a moment ago, that you know, if you sign all rights reserved UCC section, whatever he said it was 308 or something like that, above your signature, it somehow gives you extra protection.
I think it's 1-308 or something.
Yeah. So it somehow gives you some sort of extra layer of protection from this out-of-control government that we have. Now, whether it works or not, we haven't really ever heard anything more than something someone heard from someone else. I mean, it's essentially been anecdotal hearsay that we've gotten on this. So Jason says he's going to go test it out. He's going to get a driver's license with that on it, and he's going to just drive around with his seatbelt
off. He's a madman.
Yeah, he's had it. He's fed up, and he wants to find out if this is for real, and so do I. I want to find out if it's for real. I mean, it can't hurt, can it? Could it hurt to put that on your anything you sign with the government? I can't see that it would hurt. What do you think?
I don't think that it matters.
Is there a charge? Is there like a charge for not signing just your name on a government document?
It might be confusing to somebody. Somebody, like if you sign it, just, people might ask you, what does this mean?
Right.
What does all rights reserved mean? Does that mean that the contract you just signed, you haven't signed it? You know, it might cause some problems there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. And he also talked about judges and case precedents. He said there's precedents for the UCC. In prior court cases, and that's nice and all, and there probably is. However, we've seen plenty of examples of judges just throwing out precedent. In fact, in some cases, judges won't even allow precedent in their courtroom. They'll just, like, for instance, with Irwin Schiff, the guy, one of the tax freedom advocates that was essentially railroaded into a jail cell, he wasn't allowed to even present his defense. He wasn't allowed to bring up certain things in the courtroom.
Right, the judge just told him, nope, can't talk about that.
Right, because he could bring up Supreme Court cases to back up his position, but no, he just simply wasn't allowed. So there's no doubt that in our judicial system today, there's serious problems, and one of those problems is the government ignores its own laws. The government doesn't even apply its own laws to itself. And since we're talking about court cases and tax freedom and interesting claims, let's talk about Larkin Rose. Remember him?
Yeah.
I think he went into jail back in the September, November of last year.
It seems like it's been that long.
Right. And he went to jail because of tax charges, because he hadn't been paying federal income tax. and they finally went after him. And they made a big show of it, and he got locked up, and we haven't heard much from him. But he did actually finally send out an email recently. And
how
so
do you send out an email if he's in jail?
Well, we'll see. Apparently there's internet access in jails these days.
Maybe he just wrote a letter and then had somebody send the, you know, type up an email.
Perhaps so. But this came to his email list. Let's see. Greetings from the federal prison camp in Waymart, Pennsylvania. Since the verdict in my trial and throughout my wife's trial and during my incarceration to date, one of the most frustrating things for me has been remaining silent. Not a day has gone by in which I didn't want to say a thing or two or ten to all of you on this list. But being at the mercy of the court, and to a lesser degree our own lawyers, Tessa, that's his wife, and I have had to pretty much bite our lips until both of our sentencings had occurred. As of today, we're both done being quiet. I'm writing this prior to Tessa's sentencing, so I can't comment on how it went, but I have a lot of other things that I've been waiting to comment on for a very long time. Now I can, and I will. First, I'm guessing that our prolonged sentence was perceived by some as a sign that we had given up, or maybe that we've decided that we were wrong. Now, at long last, I can rebut such notions with a resounding hell no. I won't apologize for the silence, as it was necessary to minimize the harm to our family inflicted upon us for crimes we didn't commit. Now that both sentences have been pronounced, we can speak our minds again. And that, as it happens, will be the topic of this in a first of several messages. My wife and I were wrongly convicted of 5 misdemeanor counts of willful failure to file federal income tax returns. At sentencing, Judge Michael Bailson made
a misdemeanor and he went to prison?
Yep, 5 wow. misdemeanor counts. Judge Michael Bailson made it abundantly clear that he would impose a harsher sentence if I did not take down my websites and stop selling my video. So I did. What, you might ask, do those things have to do with not filing returns that we were convicted of? The answer?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. This was nothing more than a roundabout way of achieving unconstitutional censorship and circumventing the First Amendment. That's what the feds wanted, and the court gave it to them. Consider why I've been so silent. Because everyone accepted it as self-evident that our punishment would be worse if we were to speak our minds prior to sentencing. Take a moment to digest the full significance of that. We had to shut up because if we said bad things about the government or the courts, regardless of whether the comments had anything to do with what we were convicted of,
right,
we would most likely have been punished for it at the sentencing. They would have given him more time if he'd spoken up before.
Essentially charging him and convicting him for doing something that they hadn't managed to find him guilty of.
First Amendment? What's that? Just how blatant does tyranny have to be before Americans will call it what it is? There's also a chance that when my prison term's up in November and I go into supervised release, that Judge Bailson could make shut up about 861 to be a condition of the release. Now, 861 is the section of the tax code that Larkin Rose is known for promoting.
Mm-hmm.
It's allegedly the section of the code that is essentially exempts most all American citizens from paying income tax. See, Larkin...
This one where it's, you know, if you're trading time for money, then those are wages. Those aren't profits. And
right.
So you shouldn't be taxed on them.
I'm not sure if that's what's in 861. I think it's something about... I think it actually says that only certain types of individuals are need to pay the tax, like foreign corporations and foreign agents or something like that.
Okay.
And it doesn't include American citizens. So he's got an interesting argument, and it is apparently backed up by the law itself. But, of course, he wasn't allowed to use that in his court.
Apparently that didn't work out for him.
Right. If he gets released, the judge could simply say, well, you can't talk about these certain things in order to get out of prison early. If so, I'll fight it. But the possibility, even the possibility, should make freedom-loving people sick. In addition, my wife and I have already started filing false returns, incorrectly reporting our income as taxable to avoid retaliation from the court. That's a bit ironic. We'll be committing felonies by signing returns that we know to be inaccurate in order to minimize the punishment that we receive for misdemeanors we didn't commit.
Hmm.
In fact, we've already done so, filing returns for 1997 and subsequent years. We've paid a lot of money and will pay a lot more. That we know that we don't owe to the government to avoid further terrorist tactics of the IRS, Department of Justice, and the courts. Judge Bailson at sentencing used the word rehabilitation, which I found sickeningly Orwellian. But if being rehabilitated means to stop telling the truth, to stop pointing out tyranny and government fraud, and to stop wanting to see truth and justice win, well, then I guess I'm not rehabilitated. Sincerely, Larkin the Convict Rose, from Federal Prison. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, that's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. You'll be the first to know anything fresh that there is to know about Free Talk Live. We send it out to you via email if you're on the updates list. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it's totally free. So we mentioned Puerto Rico earlier, and we're going to give you the details on what's going on with their government situation, the shutdown here in moments. But just jumping back to Larkin Rose here real quick, I'd like to point out that Larkin is also, by the way, a Free State Project member, like we are. So I'm hoping that when he gets out of jail, of course, he's going to be on some sort of probation. Maybe that would mean he can't leave the state. I wonder about that. Do they do that a lot?
You can't leave the state. I don't think you can leave certain boundary areas without informing your probation officer.
Right.
But
if it's a federal charge, though? Because he's in federal prison.
But I don't know the answer. Well, but I would imagine that he can get his probation transferred without too much trouble. Generally, they allow you to do that.
Yeah. Well, we definitely need to get him to the Free State now. Again, regardless of whether or not what he's saying about the tax code is correct, I think it's irrelevant because the tax code itself can't be foisted upon truly free individuals without their consent. And I don't know about you, Manwich, but I sure didn't consent to the IRS tax code. I've never read it, and nor will I ever.
Well, it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. I don't think anybody who pays taxes has ever read the tax code. Really?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would hate taxes as much as they do if they just keep them at some kind of reasonable level. You know, if they would keep them below
1%? 10%. 1%?
Okay. 1% would be fine.
Uh-huh.
Then people wouldn't care.
People don't seem to care that much anyway. I mean, there's enough people that care to stop paying, and they do stop paying. There's millions of people in America that dodge the, you know, that don't pay taxes. They work the underground economy for sure. But there's plenty of Americans that just, you know, they're so ingrained in the system. You know, my girlfriend was looking for a new job recently, and everybody's got to have a Social Security card. You know, when you go to your new job, you've got to show them your driver's license, show them the Social Security card. If you don't have one of those two, things get difficult. You know, if you don't have one of those government pieces of identification, it becomes a task to get a job.
Yeah.
And so, as I pointed out to her, this is just part of this whole dependence factor. I mean, Social Security is built to get people dependent on government. It's built to get people used to the idea of government's here to take care of me. And similarly, having a Social Security card and having it tied into everything from your job to your bank account to your cable bill is also a bit of dependence, isn't it? I mean, essentially it's saying, hey, life's a lot easier if you've just got one of these numbers. If you don't have this number, it's going to be really tough to get by in America.
You know, they
depend on our number.
They didn't sell that bill of goods with the truth. They said the Social Security numbers were only going to be used for identification in the Social Security system.
And they lied.
Right. Didn't happen that way, did it?
Imagine that. The government lying. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mick in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Mick.
Hi. Actually, it's Mark. You must have heard me wrong.
Sorry about that, Mark. What's up?
Oh, nothing really. I was listening. You mentioned the taxes there. I did just shoot you a quick email. Explain the code as far as I believe. But basically, as far as I know, it says that wages are actually what you get when you work for the government.
Okay.
Therefore, you pay taxes on wages.
Got it. Well, there's all kinds of interesting.
If you don't work for the feds, then it's basically you don't owe.
There's all kinds of interesting definitions and little details, and someone could literally spend hours upon hours upon hours researching these things. And some of these guys have done it, but it all comes for naught when they finally get into the courtroom and the judges won't even allow them to bring it up.
So true. Well,
yep.
If they don't actually pay attention to their own laws, then.
What good is it? What good are any of the laws?
Pointless.
Right. What good are any of the laws if the government itself doesn't abide by them?
Okay, let's say utopian society where they actually pay attention to the rules that they decide. yeah, I know it's a stretch. But if they were to do that, then when you get your tax forms and your employer says, yep, you owe this much because I paid you this much, and he sends that to the government and they send you your little form out, then on that form, if you say, oh, I'm not disputing that amount, then, but according to your own rules, I don't owe this, then usually you can get away with it, but, of course, they don't pay attention to their own rules anyway,
exactly.
So what does that matter?
Mark, thanks for the call, man. We got to let you go. Your phone's kind of funky. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is a constant tone in the background.
Yeah, we heard about a organization called it's We the People at GiveMeLiberty.org.
Yeah, they're suing.
They are suing, and they're refusing to pay taxes. They're not saying we don't have to pay taxes. They're saying we refuse to pay taxes until the government, the First Amendment
redressive grievances. They have a set of questions that they want the government to answer, and they've been trying to ask them for years, and no government agency, no government official will answer them. We got to continue here. We've got Mark, another Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Yes, Mark from Sim City.
Hey, what's up?
Formerly from the frozen tundra of Minnesota. Actually, I wanted to talk about inflation, which, by the way, is a tax itself.
It is. It's one of the most. It's the most insidious tax.
Yeah, the stealth tax. But before I do that, since you guys are on the subject of taxes, and one of the big issues on the forefront of my mind is this whole immigration control extremist Minuteman, the people who hijacked the name Minutemen. This crowd, you know, one thing I find fascinating is a complaint that they have against, you know, so-called illegal immigrants is that they don't pay taxes. And, you know, I'm thinking, good. You know, why would we want to help build up our worst enemy, our biggest threat?
Right.
You know, do we want to really put a sword in the hands of our enemy now?
Indeed. Hang on a second, Mark. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments, but you better sneak your call in now. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Peter Piper can pick a peck of pickled peppers, but has he ever parallel parked a Pontiac at a picnic? Pretty problematic. When I come back, I'll properly parlay your parallel parking predicament.
Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Peter recites poetry at picnics. But when parallel parking, it's probably profanity. Luckily, one of Toyota's affiliate groups is working on the solution, a semi-automatic parking system. The intelligent parking assistant uses a rear-view camera to display the parking spot onto a dashboard screen. Electronics then take over the steering and throttle, turning and easing your car into the space. Although the feature is currently being tested in Japan, it won't be available here for several years. Then, how will driver's ed instructors proficiently prod their progeny? Poof! I'm out of here. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You want to get your call in? Now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on the website for free. Everything from the bulletin board system to the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. If you like the fact that we give it all away to you, then we'd like you to be an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and become an amplifier. It's simple. It's $3 a month. You get access to classic archives. You get the amplifier-only call-in line and a few other perks.
It's like
amp-only perks, yeah. And it's $3 a month. What do we do with the money? Well, we pull it in and we put it right back out there. We use it to advertise the show to more radio stations, to get on more internet affiliates, and we get more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, amping the show is the best way to help us out. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Mark in Nevada. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, a moment ago, and I think you're the same Mark that called in, you said you attended one of the Constitution Party's conventions recently?
Yes, and by the way, to qualify myself, let me ballyhoo my credentials as a former member of the Immigration Control Movement. I ran for city council in 2002. I was duly endorsed by both the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party, okay? Mm-hmm. And in 2000, I was on Pat Buchanan's steering committee for his campaign, and when he came in the state of Minnesota, I actually chauffeured the man. So I used to kind of believe a lot of that stuff, but I tell you, it was after September 11th, looking at the metastasis of this police state, these travel restrictions, e.g. the no-fly list, that sort of thing, I started to realize, you know, the idea of having the federal government occupy the border or put a wall up or anything, that is really, really scary to me.
Why is it, Mark, as somebody who was in this movement before, and maybe you could look back and remember or look at what these other people think. Why is it that these people believe that if we build a wall on the southern border of the United States, that that wall will not keep us in equally as much as it will keep others out?
You know, that's a good question. In fact, when I had a conversation with a few of them, I had made it known that I'm an open borders guy now. And they all looked at me like I was from another planet. And I brought up the idea of trapping us in. The first reaction was, well, like, why would Americans want to move to Mexico? Well, it may be true that Americans may not want to move there en masse, but there may be individuals who have, for one reason or another, a perfectly legitimate excuse to try to escape the jurisdiction of the federal government, and they wouldn't be allowed to. You know, you look at all these draconian laws on the books, there are a lot of people that I think would have a perfectly valid reason to want to escape.
Sure.
On top of this, I brought up the historical example of the Berlin Wall. You know what the response was to me? Well, this wall would be used to keep people out. The Berlin Wall was used to, trap people in. And I was like, that's my whole point.
Yeah, hello.
And then you look at the no-fly list. This is craziness. I think Paul Craig Roberts makes an excellent point when he points out, hey, what's this list going to be used? Who's this list going to be used against? Well, everybody, terrorists, right? Well, if somebody's a terrorist, why would you put them on no-fly list? Why not arrest them and give them a trial?
Yeah.
You see, it's not for terrorists. This stuff is for us.
Yep, it's for control.
And it's so scary.
Yeah, and what's the scariest part is that Americans are just taking it. They're just saying, give it to me, government. Give me more rules. Give me more regulations. Give me more punishment. We want to be safe.
And when it comes to the immigration control crowd, you know, this I see as a really sophisticated operation they're doing, because they're making it look like a grassroots thing.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like the government doesn't want to get involved. And so when the government does get its wall, you know, it's going to have some plausible deniability. It's going to, well, this was a grassroots victory.
You asked for it. You guys wanted it. Here it is. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you, man. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Oh, my gosh, Manwich. We're so close to, we keep going down the road to tyranny. We'll be back tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.